Now for something completely
different. Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hi, my hearties. Welcome aboard. Shout out. I'm Captain Thomas.
And I'm Lady France.
I knew I wouldn't be able to do that with a serious face. today's singing... today's books and singing.
Singing and books.
Oh. Well, welcome aboard the MV Emily. Oh,
yes, she's creaking.
She is creaking.
Yeah.
Andy, you told me that I wouldn't have to swim to the ship.
Sorry.
And I am absolutely soaked.
Did you get very wet?
I'm not very happy about
it. Do you like Andy's water wings? Shocking pink.
Yay.
There was nothing wrong with my water wings.
You're supposed to take them off now, Andy.
Were they water wings?
Well, I might fall overboard.
Bless you.
So, anyway, welcome to Shout Out. In case you're wondering what on earth's going on, we're broadcasting live from Pirate Nation Radio.
Ooh.
Yes, MV Emily.
Yes, we normally simulcast with them, but there's lots of kind of weird election things going on. They're broadcasting from Trinity over at BCFM. So we thought we'd move.
Yes.
Just
and
the
here we are.
Here we are.
Rolling slowly.
Yeah, we've got a list.
Yeah, have you?
Listing.
It's a lovely, gorgeous day, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's lovely.
I don't know where anything is in this station, though. Is that my clock? Oh, look, there's my clock. I found my clock.
Ooh, he's got a clock.
As long as I got my clock, we're fine, yeah, so... And well, how is it for you? Because Steph's just done the last 2 hours broadcasting.
Yeah, I've got me sea legs because I do H&H Mix and Mash here every Saturday.
Oh, right.
But first up, we put the sick bags in for you, so reach and grab and hurl if you want.
I don't know what to say to that.
Don't chuck.
Yeah.
So, did you find it all right, Rose?
Yeah,
apart
I did.
From having to swim.
I had to swim over, obviously. Had a busy week. I've been here last week, a few weeks in a row now, hasn't it?
People I know.
Getting
yes.
used to me.
Getting used
almost.
To it.
Bit of news to tell you. Bit of excitement in my life. I went down to Westminster on Saturday to go to.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
How did it go?
Really good. Went to the faith. Just for listeners that don't know, I went to the Faith and Sexuality Conference, which there were lots of big speakers. Vicky Beeching being one of them. And I met her, and there will be an interview with her at some point upon this show.
Ah,
that is
fab.
That's a coup. And there were some bishops and all sorts of people, you know. But it was very interesting, and it was a lovely, welcoming environment, and I felt very wholesome afterwards. It's very
that's
good.
That's good, because quite
it's
often
really
it
nice.
Can be quite... You can get it to be quite homophobic at some
oh,
point.
Oh, no, these were all very pro-people. And then we all went off to the pub afterwards, which was very good. The Walrus in London.
The Walrus.
There are other pubs, obviously, available. There didn't seem to be a lot
There's
open.
Quite a few in the UK.
That was in London, but it's weird because there's only one open out of about five. It's a bit bizarre weather. But anyway, so we went in there.
I have some news as well. You remember we were at Chatham Jane last week?
Yeah.
Tickets are on sale for the Queer Vision.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, get them on Facebook and I think at the box office at the Watershed.
Watershed,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had Mitch phone me frantically before the show to remind
me. Yeah, absolutely.
So make sure I
mention definitely
that.
Worth
You're going to tell me it's in Elkshout now, won't you? Is it?
No,
it's not good. I'll
Which bit?
There. Queer Vision. You remember
we did do that last week.
Yeah, I know, but the ticket's now on sale.
Oh, right, okay.
That's the point.
No, you're not doubling up.
No, that's good. Cool.
No, it's okay. I knew you were going to say that because I read your script, so I stayed away from it.
Oh, right. Except it's not on my script.
Well, there you go. I can read your mind.
They just know each
other. That was supposed to make the listeners sound like we sound professional.
Oh, we are professional. Come on.
Come
on a boat broadcasting.
Yeah.
I can broadcast from anywhere.
His notes are flying off the desk with the movement of the boat and all.
It's not too bad, actually. I've been out here on a storm. And
have you?
When it's rough, it's
I bet
not
it's loud
good.
When it rains on this roof.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you hear it on the broadcast?
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, it's really nice of Pirate Nation Radio to let us kind of come and take over their studio for a shout-out. Because if we hadn't done that, there might not have been a shout-out this week. So,
very true. Thank you to Captain Niblet.
Yes. Now, are you ready for yours? Mm. I've been quite cool and kind of done the same with you, look. Oh, if I can make it play.
Yo-ho-ho! Ha!
So, this week's Out Shout.
I love it.
What have you got for us then, Steph?
See, things don't work properly on MV Emily because the salt water gets into all the controls.
I know, it yeah. mucks up all your jingles. And
yeah, just go with the flow.
It's like pirate, I
it's
swear.
Pirate.
Mucks up your jingles, is that what you're calling them now? Go on then.
Yeah, it's because he got dicky fingers.
It's the cockles. It's...
Cockles and muscles. Go for it, Steph, go.
Right, we've got the Bristol Drag Ball on the 20th of June. That's from 8 o'clock till a spectacular 0600. So you could go into town and have breakfast. That's at the Phoenix, which is Champion Square, which, if you know Bristol, is right behind Cabot Circus Car Park.
Right.
Following on the success from last year's wedding, they're putting on another drag ball. This year's theme is simply drag. Anything from bearded bears in makeup and lashes... Tea girls in fabulous frocks, girls in suits, gender queers with beards. The theme is open to your own interpretation of what drag means to you. Last year featured boylesque, burlesque, pole dancing, unicorns and sailors. Question. Unicorns.
Unicorns, what about them?
I know what the four-legged one is with the horn on the front, but I've no idea what relationship a unicorn has to a drag festival.
Totally lost.
Oh, and Jessica Rabbit doing a striptease. Bearded drag queen on the decks and a performance for infamous Roberta Slack.
I know you should never play leapfrog with a uniform.
I heard that. We pretty
Rose
much
clips.
Not only...
Sorry. It's going to be one of them shows. You do know that,
yes,
don't you?
Yes. Hang on, but my script keeps moving and I'm moving in
do
the opposite direction.
We
pretty much not only took over the venue, but also King Street. So who knows what we'll have in store this time. Be prepared for lots of fun. The main event will take place in the Phoenix. And after that, it goes to the Bear Bar. And at the Bear Bar, the after party is from 2 o'clock in the morning till 6 in the morning. Wow, that's going to be some night. Mm. Tickets for this year's Drag Ball will be free.
Wow.
Which is...
That's good.
Yes, exactly.
We like free.
But we will be taking donations for the Alzheimer's Society. So give a lot. See you at the ball. That message was from Lucy. And Thursdays, every Thursday, Proud Bar, alternative event for Bristol's LGBT community and their supporters and allies. That's at 53 Old Market Street between 6 p.m. and 1:30. So it's quite an early start for that one. It's alternative, EBM, electro, future pop, goth, industrial, metal, rock, and everything else in between. Just sometimes disco doesn't cut it. Free bomb for all NUS cardholders. So if you're listening to Bristol Uni or the UE, that's upon your purchase of your first drink. And happy hour prices are all night. And now they've got some extra dancing space. Also a reminder that Hush is at the Queen's Shilling on the 17th,
Hooray!
Which is on Saturday.
Friday.
Oh, of course, yes, Friday. I keep thinking it's Friday today. It's not, is it?
It's Thursday.
Yeah. So it's tomorrow if you're listening live, but today if you're listening on Bass and BSR, and you will have missed it if you're listening to the repeat on Pirate Nation, which repeats after H&H Mix and Mash.
And now you're just
all right,
confusing everyone.
So basically, yeah. Everybody,
I'm confused as
everyone,
well.
It's Friday night.
Yes, you're listening to Pirate Nation, the Sound Free Radio. That's all we know.
Is that
you can play the out jingle.
Oh, okay. I didn't actually do you an out jingle.
Before she sings.
I didn't do you an out jingle. I just did you this.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Steve Rand and All American Boy. You're listening to Shout Out. On the ocean. You could call it Shout Out on the Ocean, couldn't you?
On Pirate Nation.
On Pirate Nation Radio. And of course, we will be broadcasting on
Bradley State Radio,
Glastonbury FM. And
Bass Radio.
Bass Radio, thank you. So it's been a bit of a week moving everything around.
Absolutely, you've done fantastic. The team has done so well, everyone.
I'm getting seasick.
At the moment, Natalie has actually stood up because there's not enough room for her to sit down. So she's sort of really trying to keep her balance. So we better help her out and get on with it, I suppose. Poor
poise
girl.
Is fantastic.
Yeah,
as Andy
it
said, it looks like she's about to burst into
it
a
does, it
1940s torch song.
And I know we'll have to take a photo and put it on Twitter. Or something.
Definitely.
But lovely, lovely haircut.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, looking great, Nat.
Right, let's get some news headlines.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday the 16th of April 2015.
The HIV charity Terence Higgins Trust has added a general election 2015 page to its website, giving ideas for questions which supporters can ask candidates when they come calling for votes over the next few weeks. The suggested questions have been put together after consultations with service users conducted by THT in conjunction with the National AIDS Trust and HIV Scotland. We've popped a link to the THT election page via our website so you can get involved in lobbying and campaigning.
A referendum on marriage equality takes place in the Republic of Ireland on May the 22nd. Polls show strong support for equality, but campaign group All Out report that Conservative politicians are pushing back hard and point out that younger people, amongst whom support for equality is highest, are the least likely constituency to get out and vote. Therefore, they're appealing for donations so that Facebook and Twitter marketing can target younger voters and empower them to exercise their vote in a referendum. Visit our webpage for a link to All Out's donations site.
For the first time in its five-year history, tonight's shout-out is coming to you from a different studio. The programme is normally produced at Community Channel BCFM in Bristol's Lawrence Hill neighbourhood and networked out to five local stations from there. However, tonight the studio suite there is in use for a general election broadcast, and so we have moved to Pirate Nation Radio, broadcasting from its studio in South Gloucestershire. Pirate Nation has been taking the shout-out programme since it started broadcasting last year. Despite the station name, it is a fully licensed service, and the name refers to the station's aim of recreating the exciting sound of offshore and land-based pirate radio stations that were so prolific in the 60s, 70s and 80s. Many thanks to all the team at Pirate Nation for hosting Shout Out this week. We've been very excited to enjoy the facilities of their studio, and we look forward to making further forays to our network of friendly radio stations.
Arr.
Gay human rights campaigner Peter Tatchell is no stranger to controversy. He's a socialist but also a libertarian who opposes too much state interference in people's personal lives. So it's not too surprising to see him take on parts of the feminist and LGBT movements with a robust defence of pornography in his latest article for the journal International Business Times. Mr. Tatchell says that not all workers in the adult industry are exploited, and some choose it as a career with flexibility and considerable remuneration. He says that porn is often experienced as a joyful and life-affirming for sexual and gender minorities, and that it is a boon to many people, many disabled people, isolated people, and can be said to be an aid to diffusing violent tendencies in society. You can view Mr. Tatchell's essay at his website. Google the Peter Tatchell Foundation for his newsfeed.
Back to Terence Higgins Trust West at the Allard Richards Centre in Bristol's Old Market, who have been in touch with their supporters to say that the new health navigator, Pamela Hampton, is looking for volunteers with a creative flair. The Health Navigation Project aims to provide people living with HIV in Bristol, North Somerset and South Gloucestershire the skills, knowledge and confidence to manage HIV as a long-term condition. A couple of the plans for the project Pamela has are to have a creative day for service users and ongoing workshops that offer a creative approach to health and well-being. So, if you have a skill or expertise that you can share in fitness, nutrition, performance, art or therapy, please do let Pamela know by emailing or calling THT West. Full details are at their website, just Google THT West.
Don't forget that Bristol Pride, which has been voted the second best Pride event in the United Kingdom, has launched a crowdfunder platform to help meet the cost of putting on the festival. If you can, dig deep and support the celebration of LGBT diversity and visibility, which takes place in July. Around £10,000 needs to be raised for the long-term security of the festival. We've linked to the full crowdfunder article on our website so you can find out more.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.org.uk.
For Shoutout News, this has been Natalie
and Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Bloodstream by Ed Sheeran and Rudimental. So we played that one a few weeks ago, but my boyfriend loves that one. So yeah. I was looking for songs. I needed one of a particular length and it fitted. So I thought I'd play it for him. So
Andy,
there you go,
you could
Carl.
Take that the wrong way, to be fair. Go on. Anyway.
I'm being nice, you see. I played a song for him. What's wrong with that?
Steph's laughing. I don't know if any of the listeners picked up that... oh, actually, no, not Steph, because she's left, because you might have heard her speedboat going. Did you hear it?
Yes.
Did you hear it? That's her private launch. She thinks, in her mind, she's a superstar. Only in her mind. I just have to tell listeners that.
Anyway, welcome on board the MV Emily to Sinead.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Lovely to be here.
You did have to swim to get on board as well, did you?
Well, just as well I didn't, because I can't swim.
Oh, my goodness.
So we need nothing to go wrong while I'm here. Oh. Someone better be ready to grab me.
We get Steph on call with her boat then.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
And his little wings. You leave my little wings out of it, you please. So anyway, we're talking books, aren't we, today?
We are talking books, because Sinead Gillespie, as she's known to everyone, has actually completed her first novel.
Indeed.
Now, yes, tell
That's
us a little
first
bit.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But tell us a little bit about what you're doing at the moment, and, you know, what you do as your day job, as it were, and you know, what your creative, you know, juices are flowing.
Oh, goodness, right. It's all going on. Well, first of all, the day job is I'm actually primarily a carer for my son. I have a son who has Asperger's syndrome and is profoundly deaf. So he's job number one. But usefully, that also gives me a lot of flexibility for doing my writing and fitting it in. And he is my number one fan. And in fact, he dived in on Saturday and I had my music on and I've got my own little study and I'm scribbling away and he goes, "Oh, Mum! You writing? Yes." And he just beamed at me and left.
So
they know the rules. But I'm about two-thirds of the way through the next novel at the minute. So
already.
I'm sort of busy marketing this one and trying to write the other one. And
Is it really hard when you get distracted then? Is it you have to spend a while to get back into it?
I have forced myself not to think like that.
Right.
Because you can do that. And then if you've got the tiniest interruption, you're going, oh... Now I have to start all over again. And you
but
know
it takes
what,
a little while to write a bit of a story down, doesn't it? Yeah. If you've got an idea in your head, it's...
I can just like throw out a couple of sentences and that's still progress. Yeah. Yeah, it's something to come back to.
Yeah.
You know.
So tell us a little bit about the first book then, which is called But I Love You. Tell us a little bit about that, because that was actually published in, is it October last year?
Yep.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how that came about. Vague, you know, without any plot spoilers, what it's about.
I know.
Oh, we get in trouble if we do plot spoilers, don't we?
Yeah, well, I will murder you all these plot spoilers. I wrote it a few years ago when I was living in Brighton. And when I was spending an awful lot of time around, well, probably for me, it was the first time I really got to know lots and lots of gay people and people from all walks of life. Because as you can tell from the accent, I didn't grow up in these parts and I grew up a very strict Catholic in Northern Ireland. But it's okay, I got over that. took a while. Mostly I'm over it. But so it was a wonderful time for me to sort of really experience people of all sorts. And I was saying to Rose earlier, I was part of a book group that was probably all lesbians, you know, bar two of us that were possibly, you know, had question marks over our heads. And, you know, I've always had a love of literature, so I've always read loads and loads of all kinds of different stuff. Like, you know, you name it, I've probably read it at least once just to try.
That's just the books. No, joking. And anything else.
Are we only talking books? Okay.
No, ladies.
Keep apart. Sandy's in the middle for the listeners.
I'm in the middle,
it's okay.
It's getting a bit hot in here. Right, anyway, yeah, carry on.
Jump into the water, Andy. That's fine. Do go on.
So anyway, I had an idea for this book, and it actually started with the very first character that you meet, who's this little Greek man, Andreas. And I did watch this man in a nightclub. And there were these two women dancing, obviously a couple. And he just didn't get it. So he just kept. Yeah. And he targeted one of them, you know, just like, moving in. And the tension was building. It was like, somebody's going to kick him in a minute, you know. And he just didn't get it.
Yeah.
And relentlessly didn't get it. And it did end up having to be quite a blunt.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Just haven't met the right man yet. That's what he thought, was it?
Yes, exactly. And that sort of started me on a mission, because I thought that was really rude. Mm. You know, this whole notion that, you know, lesbianism wasn't even recognised by law, wasn't it? It was just like, you know, we'd have laws about gay men, God forbid. But, you know, lesbians, wasn't it? Was it Victoria or something?
Queen Victoria, like, yeah. She refused to make it illegal because she didn't believe that women could even do the deed.
Exactly. How silly was she? Yeah. No wonder she was po-faced. Sorry, Queenie. Anyway.
So am I getting from this that the book is based on facts, or is it actual factual book?
No, it's a complete novel.
Right.
But, as Rose and I sort of chatted about earlier, whenever you write, there's always elements of either people you've seen, met, slivers of conversation. I can make up an entire character from just looking at somebody across the room in a pub.
Yeah.
You know, so I could say, well, yeah, obviously that's based on an experience of mine, but that person could be anything else other than what I've just made them into. And there's an awful lot of characters in the book that I've never met. I will say this, and it's not a plot spoiler, but Hal, I've never met him, but he's a bit of a disaster. You know, so he's a complete...
Well, some of them are completely fabricated.
Oh, almost every character is a fabrication.
Right.
But some people who know me very well might recognise some than others. But then, having said that, I then get people going, oh, was that me? And I'm going, no. Sorry.
So I obviously don't want plot spoilers a lot, but if you had to give like a quick summary, the kind of thing that's on the back of the book, what's the book about?
Basically, the story is about 18-year-old Kate,
right,
who comes away from a small town, very Christian parents, goes to university, but she knows she's gay, but she didn't dare do it at home. And so going to university, she goes to Birmingham, it's all buzzing, and she's basically coming out, going on the scene, and trying to find out really who she is, who's got her back, who hasn't, and eventually meets the woman that she's going to fall in love with. But unfortunately, that woman hasn't been with a woman before, so she's got an even bigger journey.
Yeah. So it's about there's a sort of self-discovery and journeying. Yes. And has it got any elements of, because I think you were sort of talking before to me just outside the studio here, about the way you really don't, you know, like it that there are some, you know, objections through some sections of society to the whole LGBT thing. And have you... Is that part of the book as well? Was that driven in your mind? Was that a sort of driver to
write
something
one.
Down?
I think I'm my worst enemy, actually, because I refuse to be put in a box.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was sort of working with, you know, I was on this publishing programme, and they really wanted me to sort of, you know, decide who's your target audience. So is this a gay book? What a terrible term anyway. Is this a gay book? Or is it for everybody else, in which case are you going to kill some part of the story and bump up somewhere else? And I just thought, well, no, the story is what it is. And I wrote it because, you know, I do believe you've probably noticed, but gay people live in the same society as the rest of us.
Yes.
You know, we're all here together. So why do we have to have a niche? Why does it have to be targeted in one direction and not another? And that's,
I suppose because from an LGBT point of view, there is such a sort of minority of the market that is LGBT. I think that's probably why that's actually happened. I mean, one of the reasons why, for example, this queer film, which you don't know anything about, but it's basically... Queer Vision, which has been launched in Bristol under Pride, is basically because there's hardly any LGBT films essentially for the mainstream.
They're
proving very popular, but we want them to be popular throughout the whole of society.
Yeah.
So a little bit of what you're doing is really interesting and useful because it's actually broadening the audience to LGBT issues.
So it's targeted at everyone.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I've had a lot of straight friends who just read it and get the whole picture and have learned things that they didn't know before. I have to say, though, it's okay, I'm not going to name anybody, but I have been amused by the number of people who didn't even know what LGBT meant.
Oh, right. Yes.
And I was like,
we do an LGBT show. We get that all the time.
I do an LGBT sandwich. So
Well, this is what I was expecting.
Very nice.
See you now.
And tell me a little bit, Sinead, about how the book's been received by your relatives, by your immediate family.
Oh, we don't talk about it.
No.
Is this because they're so Catholic?
My family, bless them, are very, very Catholic. And they just think it's too out there. And also, it's got too much sex in it.
Oh. Let's get this book's getting better sounding.
It's called But I Love You, for those of you that are looking up on Google.
Or as my son, used to tell everybody, 50 Shades for Lesbians. Thanks, darling. You know, no, it is quite raunchy, and a lot of people find that very difficult. And that really sort of winds me up a bit, because to be honest, you know, if you've got stuff on TV like Lip Service or like Banana and Cucumber that we've just watched and all that, now I watch them all. I don't find it offensive. It's natural.
Shocking.
Some of it was.
The bit with the club. Oh, dear, I nearly jumped off my seat.
Yeah, that was dire.
Yes.
But, you know, but that wasn't the sexual side.
Your book's
side,
not that shocking, then.
Actually, quite a horrible thing does happen at the end, but I can't do spoilers, can
no,
I?
Don't you know?
No.
But, no, there's a big dramatic plot going on as well. But yes, I think some people just seem to find the sex, because it's same sex, just too much.
Hmm. Bearing in mind we are regulated, so careful how you answer this one, but how graphic do you go with the sex then in the book?
It's not pornography.
No.
No. And what I would say is the characters have the appropriate sexual encounters for who they are.
Hmm. Hmm. It's amazing, isn't it, that people object to that despite the fact it's what actually goes on in society?
Yeah, some of it, I mean, they're young. Well, guess what? They're going to be doing it differently from, you know, the other guys that are 40 and 50 or whatever, you know. So that's, to me, that's the context. I don't think it's anything more than that.
So you said you're in the middle of the second one. Is this a follow-on? Or
no.
Is this something completely different?
This is completely different. It's only got violence and paedophiles in it this time.
No.
So. Gosh, you do pick the subject.
Yeah. I do like taboo subjects. I think people are here to interact and they're here to talk.
Mm.
And if we don't do that, what's the point? And I don't believe in this stiff upper lip and brush it under the carpet and stuff, because it's so unhealthy.
So have you had, obviously not the second book because it's not out yet, have you had any official feedback from the big boy? Have some of them been complimentary or some have been really horrible about it? Or how's it been taken by the kind of general...
I think most of it is complimentary, but that might be because the people who hate it don't tell you.
Oh, okay.
In fairness. No. No, most of it is. I think one of the reviews on Amazon was, you know, not for the faint-hearted because of the sex scenes. But most people get the bigger picture. And I've had lovely feedback from people like parents of young people who came out going, oh, you know, I really recognise this journey and thanks, you know.
I know a lot of people who will identify with it. I mean, I moved from Southampton to Bristol to go to uni and came out, so I identify with it straight away. Yeah, I'm not a lesbian, I hasten to add. But
oh. And you were looking so cute.
Oh, thank you. It's my water wings. So, first book's out now.
Yes.
Second book, do we know?
Don't know yet.
Still writing, still a work in progress.
So how do we go about getting... Can you do these kind of preview things now? It's all this digital stuff, you can do like previews, can't you? Is it on like Amazon and all that lot?
Yes, it's on Amazon. It's if you go on my website, which is just sineadgillespie.co.uk, you can find all the links to everything. There's links to other radio interviews. This one will probably go up at some point. See me misbehaving. There's loads and loads of information about where to find out about it and what I'm up to.
Yeah, cool. Well, you'll have to stay in touch and let us know
how you
get. So I'm intrigued about the second book as well. So are you thinking as far ahead as the third?
Oh, yeah.
You are.
That's completely different again.
Yeah.
And then people keep asking for a sequel because they feel like they've left the two girls and But I Love You up and hanging, and they're like, but I want to know, which is, that is the most flattering thing anybody can say.
Didn't you?
But is it enough to make you do it though? Would you write?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Didn't you say as well that you thought that it might make a good film?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it would be great on screen.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying that because that's, you know, me plugging, but it's written episodic.
Yeah.
And I wrote that before Jimmy McGovern did The Street and Ordinary Lies, this out now, where you seem to have this mismatch of characters.
Yeah.
And yet each episode is somebody else that's part of that sort of story and how it's all unfolding.
Mm.
So that's what you get when you read Billy is my shorthand for But I Love You.
Yeah.
But when you're reading Billy, you come from one character to the next to the next, and eventually you see where they're all sort of tying
intertwined.
In.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think that'd be great on screen, you know, following them all around.
Mm, excellent. Yeah.
Listen, it's been fascinating talking to you.
Thank you.
And you said you've got a website. We'll make sure we put that on ours as well. So
thank
anyone
you very
that's
much.
Listening can go get the info. But yeah, I'm intrigued. Yeah. I want to know what's coming in the next book.
Yeah,
as well.
You're going to have to read it now as well, aren't you?
Yes.
I have a copy for you. I'll leave it.
Oh, thank you.
That's very kind of you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Right, stay with us. We are on board the MV Emily, but we are still going through as usual. We're going to be catching up with the guys from Sing Out Bristol in a minute, but we'll be back in a sec.
Shout Out Podcast.
Avicii and the Knights. fair. I like that one. That's a nice dancey one, that one, isn't it?
Yeah. It feels like you're, you know, putting up the rigging on that one.
You said it sounded like one you knew.
Well, I thought it sounded like Monsters and Men, who do a similar kind of...
I like Avicii.
Oh, yeah. I like the sound of them.
You're going to say you don't know. Do you like the song, though? You probably didn't really hear
it.
It
was good.
It was lovely.
Yes.
So, anyway, we are joined by Nick and... Oh, hello. No, wrong one. There we go. Down a bit. There we go. We're joined by Nick and Mark. And welcome aboard, guys.
Thank you very much.
Ahoy.
Yeah, ahoy. Yes. It should be, yeah.
Just get my sea legs in.
I'm just getting used to it. And typically, we've got 15 minutes of show left. I'm just working out how everything works. But, so, now, you two are both from Sing Out Bristol. I obviously know a hell of a lot about Sing Out Bristol because you were our first ever interviewees.
It's good, that, isn't it?
And the like, and you're as old as that. In fact, you're a little bit older than us, I think, aren't you?
Yes, Singers. We are.
What were you?
We're seven now.
Seven, yeah. We're coming up for five. but those who don't know, give us a quick rundown. What is Sing Out?
After you, Nick.
Oh, God, no, thank you.
I can't see you, Mark. You're behind
me. You're so gentlemanly, the pair of you.
Sing Out Bristol is a lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender community choir. It's Bristol's premier choir, I think, and it's only one of two in the South West, so we're really pleased. And we've been growing and going for 7 years, and we've got an amazing show coming up.
You do keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger, don't you? I remember, I think when we first ever interviewed you, there was like 30 of you.
How many members? Are there now?
We've got about 120 members. Wow. And our next show, we've got almost 80 on stage.
Wow.
Hence the name of the show.
Yes.
Yes. Well, go, come on.
Okay,
straight on to it.
We would really love to invite the people of Bristol to join us in a round of the world trip, which is around the world with 80 gays.
Whee!
Sad but true.
Love it. Such a cool name. I wanted them to call it British Gayways, but they wouldn't.
So clearly it's going to be a little bit camp at times.
Just at times?
Well, quite a few times. There are some serious moments. There's a real mix in the show.
Give me some examples of some of the songs people will know that you got in it.
Oh, we don't want to give too much away, but I suppose we can share
a little bit.
We can share some. Okay, so if you want a little bit of...
I promise I won't make you sing. You made me promise that before you came on air. what kind of things have we got?
Well, if you want a little bit of camp, Copacabana is probably relatively good example. There's some...
And some amazingly saucy dances going on with that as well.
I was just trying to figure out how to best describe that. I think incredibly saucy is the best way.
and we've got a range of other stuff. So we've got a little bit of classical stuff with some opera, which is a first for us. We've got some world music.
I didn't know you were doing opera.
Yeah, so absolutely. We've got some opera.
Show tunes to pop, to some interesting takes on some well-known songs. Right. Yeah. Watch out for those.
Any guilty pleasures?
Quite a few. Again, we
about the show.
I mean, the songs.
Oh, right.
No.
Now
guilty pleasure songs. It's a good job you didn't answer that. Goodness me.
I nearly did. Awful.
Going there now.
We can't see it on the radio, so it's all right.
Dunk your head in the river outside.
And what's really good about this show is that for the first time we've got a whole theme running through it, which is this plane trip around the world. So you will be joining us if you come to the concert on a round the world trip. So we'll be taking you through North America, going to New York, singing about New York, and then going through South America, and then all around the globe back to Europe. And so we're singing, how many languages are we singing in?
We're singing in English and an additional 5 languages.
Wow.
I bet you it's actually 6.
Ooh, I need to count
because you're being signed the whole way through. Now, I know that for the last few concerts you've been up at the VIT rooms, but you're moving for this one, aren't you? Where are you having this one?
Yeah, we're going back to the Anson rooms at the University of Bristol Union on Queen's Road.
Cool.
So we were there about 4 years ago. It's been refurbished. It's really nice now. It's a bit smart. We might scuff it up a bit, but it's a really, really, really lovely and comfortable venue now.
It does look, I've been in another look, it's very different to what it was before, isn't it? They've really done a good job on it, so it'll be interesting to see what it's going to be like. But tickets, how do we get hold of them? Are they still available? Where, what, how, why?
Only just available. I think we're very close to selling out. I think it's been the most popular show today. I think this is the show we've sold most tickets on at this stage. So if you want to get your tickets, get them because they're
selling
like hotcakes.
How many are you selling to? Is it a real big venue?
We can seat about up to 500.
We're nearly there
now. And if you want tickets, you need to go to our website, which is singoutbristol.com. And you can buy them there. If you come, you may hear some familiar or a familiar voice because our chief steward is in the room with us now, aren't you?
That'd
Andy?
Be me, yeah.
So we actually have got your costume with us. For you to wear for the rest of the show.
Good. Oh, thank you.
It's sort of vaguely nautical. It's a lovely tie. You do have to wear all the
it's
clothes.
It's a blue tie
well.
For listeners.
Sort of a silky blue tie, isn't it?
It doesn't quite go with my pink and white t-shirt.
Very fetching, yeah.
Very lovely.
So, but yeah, we're on Saturday, aren't we? 7:30
Saturday.
At the Anderson Rooms.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I know for a fact tickets are selling very well. So if you are after one, it would be advisable to go get it now, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And of course, there's the after party as well.
Oh, yes. You lot are infamous for your after parties.
Well, that's a good thing.
You got so good, you're not even bothering to move this time. It's
those guilty pleasures that we mentioned earlier. Yeah. Come on, those.
In the past, we've always
World of Nights. Yes.
Steady. So in the past, we've always taken over. Last time we went to Queen Shilling. And a lot of people who wanted to stay for a drink afterwards but didn't always want to go into a club, didn't stay. So this year we're taking over the Anson Rooms until 2 o'clock, having our after party there. And we know some people will stay for a drink and then go, but we hope a good few people will stay for the rest of the evening. It'll be brilliant.
Cool. Great. Well, listen, it's lovely to catch up with you both. And I'm sure you're up to your neck with rehearsals and all sorts at the moment. So thanks for coming down and having a chat with us. And best of luck for Saturday. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having had us.
But you're not nervous yet, are you?
No.
We're just really excited, actually.
So, right, stay with us. We'll be back in a minute. Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
See you again. I'm sure that's pronounced Wiz Khalifa. It's the current number one. So it's from Fast and Furious 7. Which is the movie that's just come out.
It's got a lovely voice.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I haven't. I want to go see it because, of course, it's Vin Diesel and the other chap, sadly, was killed in a car crash, wasn't he?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Yes. So it was a real sad story, unfortunately. They were halfway through filming and they didn't know that they finished the film. But they very cleverly managed to fill it with CGI and people who look similar and the like.
You won't need actors soon.
No, but it's been quite acclaimed. Quite well acclaimed. It's done really well at the box office. But then the Fast and Furious franchises already have done, so.
Yeah.
Are you a Fast and Furious?
I've never seen a Fast and Furious movie.
I mean, they are aimed at blokes who like fast cars. There's no doubt.
I saw the first one and I have never seen one since.
Oh, it's not your cup of tea?
No.
No.
I don't mind if I'm sat in a fast car, but I don't like watching them on the telly.
I'll only sit in a fast car if I'm behind the wheel.
True, I do not like being a passenger driver.
You drive the world's smallest car. Bless. It's not really fast.
Oh, harsh, Andy.
It's not a Porsche, is it?
No, I used to have one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Very nice.
But now I go for fuel economy to save my bit to save
the planet.
Well done, Nat.
I mean, I'm
just blaming it on having sea legs.
It is.
Have you used the sick bags?
I haven't, no. I've been fine, actually.
There's no smell of sick in the studio, which is good.
I've got things like tumbleweed on the screen here as well. I don't know what they do. Do you know what tumbleweed does? No, it is tumbleweed.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. I like that.
But what's it doing?
Well, I don't know. Look, you can.
I tell you, if it's probably doing something up in the wheelhouse that we don't know about, and the captain's going to charge down the ladder in a minute.
That's them there, barnacles.
I don't know. Anyway, it's kind of like I'm getting the hang of it now, and we're about to finish the show, which is typical, isn't it? So at least if we end up having to move again, I know what I'm doing, which is cool. So once again, a big thank you to the guys here at Pirate Nation Radio for hosting us.
Thanks to the captain.
Yeah,
Rich Nibbler.
It's meant that we can.
And of course,
carry
the hospitality of the first mate, Rich Smith.
Yes.
Yeah. And, we are doing everything else as normal, so we are going out at Glastonbury FM at 9 o'clock this evening, and then we will go out this evening again at midnight on BCFM. Then tomorrow we go out on Bass Radio, and I believe there's now some repeats on Pirate Nation as well, which
on a BSR as well, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
tomorrow,
BSR, tomorrow
at
10 well,
o'clock,
yeah.
And Pirate Nation are repeating a Saturday after H&H Mix and Mash.
Right.
So that's a little plug. That'll be back Saturday.
Absolutely shameless.
It's time for rum now, anyway.
It is. Who's going to read the book? I suppose you guys didn't hear, did you? Oh, you got the book.
Oh, you've got it. Hang on a minute.
Good lord. Yeah,
well, that's
sounds,
more copy
sounds,
and
sounds quite. Sounds quite raunchy, has to be said.
It's... And she signed it for us.
Oh, that's nice.
To the shout out crew. Lots of love.
Oh.
Thank you.
Anyway, that is it for this week. Podcast will be up along with all the usual info about the show.
Yep, sail along to shoutoutradio.org.uk for more me hearties.
Next week we'll be back to normal, I promise, at BCFM. But we'll still be here on Pirate Nation next week as well,
yeah,
won't we?
Of course
we
will.
So. Yeah. Anyway, from all of us, say arr!
Arr!
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.